Hello, and welcome to episode 103 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the Digital Learning Specialist for Tyngsborough Public Schools. Today's episode will be the first of two episodes focusing on technology in the high school English language arts classroom. All right, so our guest this week is an old friend of mine from the University of Notre Dame, Mr. Alan Silvidi. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Tom.
So tell us a little bit about your career in education, how you started, where you've taught, what you've taught, and so on.
Well, you mentioned we went to Notre Dame together where we were both English majors. From there, I went into the Master of Arts in Teaching program at Kent State University here in Ohio in the greater Akron area. I got a Master of Arts in Teaching degree, which also gave me teacher licensure. And I've been in the classroom as an English language arts teacher for 26 years now. This is my 26th year. I started off at Archbishop Hoban High School, which is a Catholic school downtown Akron, rival of Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, LeBron James
School.
I taught there for 7 years. And since then, for the last 19 years, I've been at Revere High School, which is located in Richfield, Ohio, a suburb of Akron. And I have served as department head for 9 years. I'm also now a licensed administrator, though I haven't had any formal administrative positions. And since 1996, what's that, about 22 years, I've also served as an adjunct at the University of Akron. From time to time, they call me and have me teach some classes on campus. And currently, the main thing I'm doing is I am teaching in Revere High School's College Credit Plus program, where I'm sort of a dual Akron U instructor and Revere High School instructor for our kids. It's kind of like a post-secondary option school if you have that out your way.
Do you get paid twice for teaching that course?
No, that would be nice.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's actually the benefit for Akron U. They get their credits. They're actually, you know, accepted. They've had
that is good.
Et cetera. And Akron U doesn't have to pay for it. Revere is paying my salary, and Akron U is not. Right. So I've been doing that for a couple of years now, too.
That sounds good. So what I want to focus on for this episode is using technology in English language arts, specifically high school, since that's what we have been teaching. Tell us, what kind of technology does your school have? Are you a Mac school? Are you a Google school? Edmodo? What do you use?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're actually both a Mac school and a Google school, if you and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a one-to-one program. All of our kids have MacBooks.
Wow.
Our contract is ending, I believe, later this year. We're probably going to go to iPads. At least that's the talk right now. But the MacBooks have been very good. And that's not 100% certain yet. They're still in discussions. We know something has to happen within the year. But yeah, we use MacBooks with the full suite of Mac apps, GarageBand, iMovie, everything you can imagine. At the same time, we use the full suite of Google apps as well with, especially Google Classroom. I think just about all of the teachers in the building have a setup with Google Classroom for distribution of assignments and collection of papers, et cetera. All of our classrooms have smart boards in them. I'm actually coming to you, I'm not sure if you can see it or not, but from our distance learning lab.
I see the camera there, yeah.
Where we can connect with schools all over the world and have all sorts of interactive distance programming here. One of the coolest things we have, it's not ELA related directly, but we have a robotics lab, which is really cool. They have all sorts of things going on down there all the time. Right now, we're in a project where they're doing a lot of print screening, et cetera, for designing logos for businesses in the area, T-shirts, things like that. We're in all sorts of robotics competitions and things like that.
Do you have a 3D printer at your school?
Yes, we do.
We have one.
But the kids are always coming up with some pretty cool things.
Yeah, we have one at the high school and one at the middle school. The high school teacher who's running it every year prints out ball markers for my golf team.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. You said you're going from MacBooks and considering going to iPads.
Yeah, we're considering that.
Yeah. As an English teacher, we just instituted a BYOD program at our school. So students are encouraged, I believe that's the word we use, to bring in their own device, but we encourage them to bring in a device with a keyboard. As an ELA teacher,
what are your thoughts on the iPad and how effective it's going to be, especially for writing?
Well, that's a good question. We're having a lot of discussion about that right now, because again, we're still just in the exploration stage. We haven't decided for sure that it's going to be iPads yet. I owned a first generation iPad, so my knowledge of them is ancient by what they're able to do today. The teachers who have seen what they would be looking at tell me, you know, they come with keyboards. They have
That's my big thing is having a keyboard
capability, etc. And if nothing else, they can still, you know, do something. I believe the Mac application is called Pages. They can take that, turn it into a PDF, and they can still submit that on Google Classroom or Brightspace, which is the Akron U platform that they would need to for my classes. So I've been told, as far as word processing, it really won't be an issue.
All right. So it sounds like the new iPads, and again, I'm not an iPad person. It sounds like they're almost like the Surface Pros, where they have the detachable keyboards and stuff like that.
Right. I think that's what they're going for, yeah. So, you know, if that's what it is, the difference will be negligible.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the main topic here. So what do you see the benefits or the drawbacks that technology has had on teaching high school English?
It has been a real game changer as far as writing goes. In fact, when I knew I was going to speak, I kind of pulled my students a little bit to say, okay, what are you doing now that you couldn't do before? And just from a writing aspect, just the easy editing and sharing of papers from one to the other for peer editing, for, you know, just checking out others' ideas, things like that. It has really streamlined the writing process. They can share with me. I can check out drafts in an early stage, or there's just an outline or a couple of sentences or a full draft. You know, we can do a lot more side-by-side editing, where they have their MacBook up and I have mine, and we can both be looking at the same paper without having to push things back and forth. They can write everywhere and any time they want to. They can be at the beach, they can be at the library, they can be at a ball game, or, you know, as high school students, those 2 hours between school and practice, they can be sitting in the hallway banging away on their paper, and it doesn't matter what device, and it doesn't matter, you know, where they are. And the commenting, real-time comments. I love, I'm going to bring this up later, I think, that the Google Docs comment function has been really invaluable to me. I feel like I've really improved with my commenting on student papers because of that. And it's a paper saver.
Yeah.
I've actually gone paperless, totally paperless this year for the first time. I haven't handed out a piece of paper to my kids all year, and they haven't handed me a piece of paper all year. It's all been through the MacBooks, back and forth, sharing of documents. So just from that, just from a writing standpoint, the technology that's available has changed our jobs totally. In addition to the writing, kids can multitask. They can have their paper up on one tab. They can have their online textbook up on the other. They can easily click back and forth. They can be working on a film if they have something they're doing and be word processing over here. They can be recording a podcast. Our kids do that as well. Mm-hmm. So they can have all the different things going on at the same time.
That's I totally agree with that. That was the big, I mean, you said it yourself, game changer. I started getting into it when I started teaching the journalism class 6-7 years ago. And when I found out there was a online platform that could allow students to look at each other's work in real time, you had me at hello.
Well,
and then we just went from there.
I'm a journalism teacher as well. We've been able to do so much with our online edition now that we have these Macs.
Yeah, that's the other benefit now.
We have to share computers. Like, we'd have, you know, one computer for every two kids before, if we went into the computer lab. It's right there in front of them. And I find we have improved that so much. I'm not supposed to be thinking like this, but I'm starting to wonder, why are we still doing a print edition when we have this incredible thing right in front of us? But again, with journalism, you know, newsprint journalism is a dying field.
Yeah.
I kind of want to keep it alive as much as I can, but wow, I see why they're doing what they're doing.
In your, you said you've gone paperless with your comments and your evaluations and such. Are you using any add-ons or any special, I've been using some add-ons with Google Docs, anything to help you with the grading, anything like Doctopus or anything like that?
Because I still trust myself more than anything else, and I think that's going to be a big leap of faith for me when I eventually do that. The number one thing I am using, as I mentioned before, is that comment function in Google Docs. And I love the comment history where I could see, you know, what their parents said to them as well. And I'd be able to say things like, well, maybe you want to explain to mom what the assignment actually is entailing, because that comment isn't quite, you know, in line with the expectations are. Or this one, yeah, your mom said it too. She's right on with me on that one. So I love the comment function. I have looked at some of the add-ons for managing the paper load, but I'm just, emotionally, I'm not there yet. I can't give up that much control
all right. yet. So if I were to recommend a couple, I will, and I'll put these links in the show notes.
Okay.
Goobrick and Doctopus. And basically what Doctopus does is Doctopus organizes all of your documents for a certain assignment into one folder, if you will. And Goobrick is a rubric creator that allows you to have the rubric for the, I don't know if you use rubrics for your evaluations. It allows you to put the rubric at the top of a sort of a new document and have the rubric right up at the top so that when the student opens their document after you have evaluated it, the rubric numbers are there, your comments are there, so it's all in one place.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'll send you the links.
That's, I'd love to take a look at that. Thank you.
When I was still in the classroom, that was like the last thing that I used that was really that really knocked my socks off.
I'd love to take a look at it.
Anything you think as a drawback?
You know what? I thought of a couple of things. We're at a point now where we're so reliant on our online textbooks that the kids still get a hard copy from us, but generally they take that home and we use the online right here in class because, you know, of course they have their MacBooks right in front of them. If the network goes down, you're in trouble for that. You're doing a song and dance pretty fast.
Yeah, okay? teachers have to be ready.
We still have a set of books somewhere in the building that I can grab. So that's one small drawback. The network doesn't go down very often, to tell you the truth, but it has happened. I think the one-to-one is very important. We learned some lessons on that when we were doing a BYOD program. We'd have families like mine with four kids,
right.
And we don't have four computers.
Right.
So we have to choose which ones get to use their device this week or who gets to do their homework tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the one-to-one has really helped us. But here's the thing, the drawback that I find the most. I'm sure you've read many articles that really espouse using, you know, this technology or that technology in class, and so much of it is so wonderful. But a lot of very well-versed scholars keep saying things like, just bring out the technology, the kids will teach you how to use it.
Yeah, I've said that to some teachers, yeah.
Nothing is further than the truth. With social media, with texting,
they can teach us.
They can teach the class. But I have found that everything I want them to do, whether it be writing a paper on Google Docs, creating a film with a soundtrack using iMovie and GarageBand, from anything from writing to something high tech, if I want them to use it, I have to instruct them. And I have learned the hard way not to just roll something out and say, play with this, and then teach me how to do it. That does not work, and there are consequences to that.
Yeah, my big thing is that, and I must admit I have said that to certain teachers when they've asked me, you know, well, what if I...
To an extent, it makes sense.
Is that...
some serious work.
Yeah, is that students, they see the technology as a toy and not a tool.
Yes.
And I think we have to, as educators, we have to get them to see that, yeah, it's a wonderful toy, but it's a tool that you need to learn how to use the tools. I had kids a couple of years ago in my class don't know how to do search and replace, don't know how to do basic indenting and things like that.
That's exactly it right there.
Yeah. So I do see that drawback. And I also, and this is, maybe this is just a pet peeve of mine, but text English has crept its way into formal writing.
Yeah.
You know, the entire paper where there's no capital letters and things like that.
I had an entire 10-minute disagreement with a student about whether or not the word text is spelled TXT. And it eventually, of course, involved slamming out the dictionary and looking it up in an actual book for them before they buy it, because that's all they'd ever seen. It was TXT.
Yep. Yeah, so it's not perfect, but it definitely has changed, I think, it definitely changed the way I looked at just about everything in the English classroom. Well, that's our episode for this week. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out the show notes page on my website, pages.tingsboropss.org/Varnum. That's Tingsboro PS with the UGH in the end of Tingsboro. Please join us next week as we continue our conversation with Alan Silvedi on technology in the high school English language arts classroom. I hope you can join us. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. We'll catch you next time.